Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, B-Fan Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, thank you for giving me your time. Today I'm here with
B. Alex Graham, you know, straight out of the D.
So,
LA, nah.
Alex, tell us a little bit about yourself, what you're doing here. You know, a little background, a little get up on your story, whatever you feel like you want to share, just let us know.
I bet. So, you know, of course, my name is Alex Graham from Detroit, Michigan. And now I was a highly recruited athlete in high school, played football, really everything. Growing up, I played football, basketball, I ran track. That's what a lot of people know. I ran track, but, you know, now I go to USC now, playing football here.
And how you like it, bro? Like, what's been your biggest transition so far, just to, like, get into it a little bit?
I mean, first of all, the flight was crazy to get there, but, you know, how high school classrooms are, like,
yeah.
that environment, period, with the learning, everything, is way different from college.
Yeah.
And that was one of the things I had to, like, really realize, and I had to really lock in. Like, mm-hmm. So my first class, I didn't know where the building was at. So I had to call some people, asking them, like, where this building at? So, boom, they told me. And when I got in there, it was, like, actually how I, like, look on, like, YouTube videos and, like, in movies. So, like a big old room full of people, a whole bunch of seats. So I get in there, and all you hear is, like, typing. The typing noise.
Bro, all they do is take notes, gang.
Bro, that's all you hear, bro. That's all you hear. And I'm like, oh, man, let me pull out my computer. Feel me? So, I pulled out my computer. I started taking notes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around. Like, I'm looking at the people. I'm looking at the screens, like, of the people in front of me, right?
Yeah.
They notes was, like, so advanced. Like, bro, I'm used to just bullet points and, like,
yeah.
Like, bro, they stuff was, like, structured a specific way and everything. That junk was crazy.
It's crazy, bro. And I be seeing the same thing. Even then, like, I'm in my second year, bro. Yeah. It still don't make no sense to me.
Bro.
I don't know. Some classes, I can't even take notes because the teacher just be yapping.
Yeah,
but they be
bro.
Up in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are y'all typing? But, yeah.
And really, that's, like, the biggest thing is, like, a lot of these teachers just, like talk a lot. And, like, we just, like, got to make sure they give out all the information. So, I ain't lying. To me, it's like, college is really easier than high school for me. Because
like,
in high school, like, bro, you got, like, 5-6 classes and they assign so much work.
Oh, yeah.
And do, like the next day most of the time.
Yeah, I feel you.
And, like, that was, like, really more stressful than now. Because, mm-hmm. Like, once you take the notes, just do the homework, and you really be good.
Yeah. So, do you feel like, dang, what question was I going to ask? I'm saying that level of responsibility that you picked up, you know, coming out here, being by yourself and stuff, do you feel like you was ready for that when you got out here? Or?
I mean, yeah. Ever since I went to IMG, I feel like that IMG helped me a lot me leaving Cass and coming here. But, like, yeah, like, me, like, I had to – like grow up and be like more mature like than probably other people my age. So me just like once I really just got to roll everything, I was really straight.
Yeah. So what was that IMG experience like?
Man, it was different. IMG, like I'm gonna tell you a little story. So IMG, I was like 9, 10, bro, like and I was just watching YouTube and the IMG like football video came up. I'm like, oh snap, like it's just really like this young live.
Yeah.
So that was really my dream high school, and I told my mom, but at the time, that was like, that was expensive.
Out the pocket,
So we really stopped like thinking about it then, like, boom, out of nowhere. I balled out my sophomore season. And then they asked me to come down there and go to school and play for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. I was like, bro, no hesitation. Like, we booked a flight, visited and everything. But then, when I went down there, it was like a real like snap to reality for real. Like
for real?
Not being home, not being with my parents, like really being on my own, have to wake up on my own, bro. Like I ain't like bro, I hated the first couple of days. I cried a little too.
I'm
not gonna lie.
Yeah.
I cried a little too. Cause it was just different and I had to do stuff on my own now. And like the schedule was set up way different from like the public school, high school.
Yeah, cause right there it's like just lay right in front of you. You know where you need to be, what time
set,
you need to be.
Set schedule for real.
Yeah, same thing.
Waking up early.
Yeah,
every day.
For sure.
So like once I did that, I did have a little help. My roommate, AJ Marks, was down to me and him. He was my cousin actually.
I know AJ.
Yeah, AJ, yeah.
AJ, cool.
Yeah, real cool. It's my cousin right there. But yeah, he helped me along the way too. Me and him was there for each other.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the I learned a lot of new things about football and the facilities that they got down there. Mm-hmm. Got my body right.
Yeah.
Feel me? The knowledge of the game. Yeah. And everything. So.
But even like outside of football, what you feel like you learned about yourself when you got down there? Because I know at the crib, it can get hard trying to figure yourself out because you just, mm-hmm. you in the city. So yeah. everything going in the city, dinner just happening to you. So you just there yeah. and taking everything on. But like when you get out, you low-key mm-hmm. get to experience who you are for real. And not just through the culture of Detroit. So how yeah. do you feel like you learned yourself?
I ain't lie. Like I really, like, once I went down there, I really, like, felt like I'm cool being alone. Like, I'm cool, like, doing stuff on my own. I think they call it, like, a popular loner. You know? I think that's the name of it. Like, before, like, I always wanted to, like, be in groups, like, be with people, you feel mm-hmm. me? Like, but now, like, I'm, like, if they doing their own thing, I don't got to, like, fit in or, like, you feel me, change how I act to be yeah. with y'all. Like, nah. So I found out about myself,
mm-hmm.
and yeah, bro, that was really one of the biggest things.
And so, how do you feel like you utilize football now to sort of guide to where you want to go later, or how have you used it so far, like as just a motivator, or everything?
Well, really, I was gifted with God-given talents to mm-hmm. be able to play football and be good at it, and. Like, one of my dream goals is to make it to the NFL, like, first round, like, yeah. first top 10 or top 5 pick.
For sure.
So, I know I just been doing that, playing football, really sports, period.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like other sports help me with football, so like, track, definitely mm-hmm. the speed part.
Mm-hmm.
That's been helping me. But football, bro, like, and, like, another thing, bro, like, football, another thing that keeps me going with football, like, mm-hmm. like remembering, like, my why and who I do it for.
Right.
Like, that's another thing as well.
Yeah.
Like, that really keep me going.
Yeah, so who taught you about having a why, having a purpose, and letting it motivate you?
It's really, really a lot of people. Like, hearing, like, different people, like, talk to me, like, going to different, like, programs. Like, I went to SMSB program. I started that young age. And really, like, just listening to other people and visiting new places.
Mm-hmm.
And them, like, really, like, talking about it. And then I really locked in on it and really paid attention to it.
Mm-hmm.
And... like, that's what I go by now. That really keep me going. That's a real thing.
Yeah, bro. If you got any questions for me, too, I'm willing to answer. I'm not just going to sit here and interrogate you all the time. But, yeah, L.A., you like it?
Oh, yeah, it's smooth. Right, you know it's different from the city, for sure.
For sure. What you feel like the biggest difference is?
First of all, the weather, bro. It's probably snowing right now. It's been a little chilly, but it's always sunlight, it seems mm-hmm. like. And then the traffic different too. That's different. But mm-hmm. as far as the lifestyle, I really gotta go out more, really yeah. see everything.
So
sure.
what do you wanna see while you out here? Do you got any type of goals with like just traveling the city and stuff?
Really, I don't really got nothing set or in mind. Just like the default of just like if I'm there, I see new things and I'm like, I don't know how to explain that. But like
For sure that. And so, all right. We both know football don't last forever, though, yeah. right? So what is it that you want to do, like,
after?
What you want to do outside of football?
I want to be a coach, but outside of football, I want to be like a business owner.
You want to be a business
owner? Yeah.
And what type of business you thinking?
Like, I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
But I feel you.
Like, be like an owner, like a. Not a cans, but like an owner of a cans, like something like that.
So you want to own like franchises?
Yeah,
yeah,
I do.
Learn
yeah.
how to utilize that.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get into business school now. Nah.
All right, for sure. That's going to be smooth. But psychology. You study psychology right now, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
did you ever think about doing that before?
I did actually. But I've been having talks because I want to learn like the thought process, like how people think and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a real talk with this one guy, and he said, he said, what jobs can you have with a psychology degree? And I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
And me, like, I know it's jobs, but, like, the way he really broke it down and, like, what we talked about mm-hmm. was, like, real stuff. But I know it's stuff I can do with a psychology
degree. It is for sure. But the way I like to look at it, because I had an episode yesterday, and old girl asked me why I studied business. And so that really brought to light. I was like, dang, it is like one of the more versatile things because everybody going to need it. Everybody yeah. need a businessman. Same reason everybody need a lawyer. So yeah. like I think lawyer, being a lawyer and like business is something that everybody needs. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
I wanted to study psychology when I got here too. Mm-hmm. And when I was in high school, I had told my chemistry teacher that. And I really loved my chemistry teacher. But she wasn't trying to tell me not to in a way, like, discouraging me.
Yeah.
But she was like, look, you can go way further than psychology. Mm-hmm. Like, you can read about psychology all day in a book, this, this, and that. And unless you want to be, like, a neurosurgeon or, like, a therapist or something, uh-huh. it's not really going to be something that you want to stick with the whole way. And so, same way you had to talk, she really brought it to light to me, like, really challenge yourself, press yourself. Uh-huh. What do you see? How do you see? What's the potential you see in yourself? And then, like, sort of go for that.
Yeah.
And so,
I feel that.
Do you got any, like, habits and stuff that you use now, or are you still trying to build stuff?
Yeah. I'm, like I say, I'm really, really just learning a lot of new things. Mm-hmm. But me just really just trying to stay consistent and, like do what I preach. And,
yeah.
And staying true to who I am, really. That's what I'm trying to stay consistent with and, mm-hmm. like, do. Yeah.
That's smooth, bro. And like, I mean, you still do got a lot to learn, huh? And so you just you always got an open mind, or is this some stuff you like, nah, I don't want to try because you're scared? Like, what are some things you feel like you're scared to do but you really want to do?
As far as what?
Anything.
Period.
Yeah.
I never even thought about that though.
You know what I'm saying? Like spreading your horizons and stuff, cause one thing I noticed when I got out here is that, like, I be telling people and I be trying to get people to understand, like, when you in the city of Detroit, bro, it's so hard to see outside of Detroit.
Because,
like, you know, like, back in the city, how many times did you think about Michigan itself?
Well, like the school?
Just
Michigan?
The state, like, or? Just the state, Michigan. Like, when you in Detroit, like, how often do you think about Michigan?
Not at all, really.
Right? So people will look at you and be like, are you from Michigan? It's like, no.
Yeah, I'm from Detroit. You feel me? I feel that. That's like, how I be.
It's like a section in itself that we just we just in. And it's wonderful to be there. But on that same coin, that same token, bro, it's so easy to get stuck there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, how many people we know, like, just don't want to leave the city, or, like, you know, growing up on whatever block you grew up on or whatever mile you grew up on, you see the same mud. You know what I'm saying? So you see the same people your whole life. And it's nothing wrong with that because, you know, it grow familiarity or whatever. But when you step out, you start to realize, like, damn, bro, they ain't went nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And not, I don't even think it's their fault, but I think it's because nobody told them that it's okay to leave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's crazy about that? Like, now, like, I really see that now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the people, like, they really, like, a lot of people haven't really gone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for the people that did, like, that is doing something, like, congrats to them. Kudos to them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have a question for you, too.
I'm listening, yeah.
And what's been, like, the biggest change or, like, the biggest thing you had to really overcome once you got to L.A.?
Once I got to L.A. All right, so going back to my freshman year, I think it was the same way how you went to IMG, and then it's like me coming to USC. It was, all right, I'm really here. Like, back at home, I woke myself up. I drove myself to school, you know what I'm saying, for a couple years. But I'm still in a stable household where it's like my parents, like, low-key, like, pay for everything. Like, if I need some money from my dad, he, like, dare to, like, pay for it. Or, like, you know, I need to go to my mama's house for some. My mama cooking, let me go over there.
Yeah.
But out here, things, you got to build your own consistencies with things that's coming in. Because now it's like, you know, dinner at a certain time at the crib. You know, you're going to have a meal. You gonna have food on the table.
Ready.
You know what I'm saying? And so I had, like, the unlimited meal plan last year. That was smooth. But, like, coming into this year, it was like, I'm not going to have that. You got, like, a finite amount of swipes.
Uh-huh.
So I got to figure out how I'm going to put food on the table. So it was really, like, how can I build myself into the man that I want to see without getting my hand held?
Yeah.
And we both independent young men. But, like, at the same time, when we at the crib, our hands still getting held, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
and it's not wrong with that, but you get so comfortable with it. Like, now your parents no longer hold your hand crossing the street. You sort of cross the street by yourself.
That's a great way to put it.
You know what I'm saying? Now you looking both ways for sure. You know what I'm saying? When you hold somebody's hand, you ain't really looking both ways.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. But, like, when they let your hand go, you in there where the car is at. You know what I'm saying? You looking for them. Yeah. And so it was that. And, like, sort of, now I got to build my friendships from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And one challenge I gave myself was, like, even starting, like, my Instagram page. Like, I had one in high school or whatever. I didn't really use it. I sort of, like, went rogue in high school. Like, I knew people, like, in the city, but I knew them in real life. I didn't really know them, like, on Instagram. I wasn't really with that. But I had made a new Instagram account. I was like, all right, smooth. This is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna start from zero. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You know what I'm saying? Remove myself from all relationships or whatever and just start from zero. I made the new page. I ain't even send it to none of my homies. I just made it. Uh-huh. I just had the account sitting. I'm like, this number gonna go from zero to a certain amount. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I can keep track of how many people I meet through this account because it's starting from zero. You know, you start from a certain number, it's just adding on, but I'm
running
like,
on. Yep.
I need to zero out.
Yeah.
And so I gave myself that challenge of, this is where my connections like really begin, like my own connections. Like, at home, you might get introduced to a family friend through another person. You might meet somebody, but they end up knowing somebody that you know.
Uh-huh.
Out here, nobody knows you, gang.
Yeah,
you
that's know? How it was.
And not even in a, because some people get it in an ego struggle way where they're like, dang, nobody know me, bro. I ain't none.
Uh-huh.
I'm in here like, hey, nobody know me, bro. Like, so I can I could make myself whoever I want to be while still being myself. I got a chance to create a new Austin. So I'm like, dang, all right. So I got out here and I met like a few of the friends I got, seen them a few times. They seemed cool, so I started hanging out with them.
Yeah,
and I sort of got to like reading people, adjusting. Uh-huh. And I'm like, all right, smooth. I like to do this. I don't really like to go out that much, but you got to try this stuff, you know, to figure it out. And then some stuff you learn from the crib, though. You like, all right, watch these other things. You got some people you got to watch. So I wasn't really big on going out, but it was like, I got that sense of, like, reading people. Like, I knew I liked them, but I don't really mess with them.
Yeah, I feel like I got that good, too.
You know what I'm saying? I know I could tell them this, but is they going to tell them that? So sometimes you got to tell some people some stuff to see if it come back to you through another interest and stuff. So it was just sort of, like, building that. And then me and my roommate got super close. And so we was on that same way. Because he from all the way from England. This is this is the longest time he ever going to be in America. You know what I'm saying? He ever been in America. Like, this is the longest he ever been, like, consistently. So.
Yeah.
He learning at the same time. So I got bro, and me and bro just like, all right, we gonna figure it out. And you sort of see yourself grow. But one thing that sort of helped me with that transition was, like you said, keeping the same, them same routines I had at the crib. Like, you know, you wake up every morning, you go work out, or you work out at some point in the day. That's what I was doing. So I got back to stuff that was grounded in who I really am, which is an athlete.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? I like to work out.
Sure.
I like to read. So I'm like, boom. So I wake up in the morning, I go to the gym. And so my biggest thing was I want to inspire my roommate, too, in some way. Like, we rub off on each other, like, really well. Like, he was like, I don't really like studying. But he taught me, like, hey, come on, bro, lock in. And he taught me a few things. And I taught him, like, hey, come on, get up early. Let's go work out. Yeah. It ain't really rub off on him last year. But this year, you starting to see it. Like, I done seen him transform. I seen him transform from, you know, where he was at to now. And, bro, he look way different.
For real?
And I tell him I'm proud every day. Like, bro, you looking good, gang. Like,
for sure.
Hey, for sure.
Yeah.
And so me utilizing, you know, having the gym, it was I was able to keep a part of myself.
Because,
you know, some people get out here and get lost.
Yeah.
And, you know, people at the crib probably think, oh, he didn't went out there, went Hollywood and stuff. But I'm still me.
Yeah,
you know what
I'm saying?
I'm just building new parts of myself.
Yeah.
So hit the gym, stuff like that. So I'm able to build myself while still keeping who I am and stuff like that. And I just started trying a whole bunch of new stuff. Yeah. Like, dude, I was in like a fashion show last year. I was, what else was I doing? I went to San Diego a couple of times. I took a train ride to Ventura. So I'm like, I'm trying new stuff that's new to me. But like, one thing that almost got me was that comparison factor. As we get out here, you know, they got the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. It's so, everywhere. That's everywhere.
So
here,
you start hearing the stories like, I was on my yacht. This. You ever heard the story?
Oh, yeah.
I was on my private jet. This. I'm like, man, what? Dudes going out to the clubs and stuff. They going out to the mountains. They up on mountaintops seeing sunsets. I'm like, dang. I don't even know how to get there.
Yeah, PJs and everything.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like,
how am I supposed to do that?
Yeah.
So I was sad for a minute. Like, I was really down about not being able to experience day type of college life. But I'm like, that's low-key just not who I am right now. Because you don't know who they know, what they doing for it, or, like, how they got there.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, all right, if I ever want to get to, like, that level of, I guess, side missions or whatever, just being able to experience stuff, I got to start somewhere. So I'm like, all right, let me go to, like, the flea market or something.
Okay.
So I hit the flea markets.
Okay,
I hit, like,
the
Rose Bowl,
yeah.
The little car shows. Like, I was in the car show and stuff, like, going to go see the cars. Me trying new stuff. I picked up a camera. I'm like, let me start filming stuff. So it's like you slowly start to see, like, yourself get better at stuff. And I'm like, all right, bet. So I did some things a few semesters ago. So I guess last year. And it was all new to me. But I was low key disregarding it because of what I was seeing on that on the net. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you could be doing stuff, but you see somebody do something cool, and you're like, damn, my shit wasn't that cool. But now I look back, now it's like, dang, bro, like I'm making it. Mm-hmm. So yesterday, you saw I was with Big Sean. Like,
I FaceTimed. You took the camera. I said, oh, that's Big Sean.
You feel me? Yeah, so I'm like, dang. So it's like, just from being able to take those baby steps, I'm like, all right, bet. So now I'm in positions to where I'm meeting stars. Like, I got him on VHS talking, but he's shouting the city out on the VHS. I'm like, dang. So, but I don't get there without starting to do something first. And so that's one thing. Like, if I have some advice, don't be afraid to, like step out and do something. Because you don't want to stay where you at.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see you, and you still like, I don't know nothing. I need you to know every building on campus. Like, I know who over there. Like, I know them in there.
You're right,
Just being able to meet people, like I meet all types of people. And one thing I learned to do, because I went to U of D.
Yeah.
And so people don't, now I got somebody from the school. So like, we got to tell them the difference between U of D and Cass.
Oh, yeah.
So it's.
You want to start on that?
Yeah, I'm going to start. So like, with U of D, it's, okay, you went to DPS growing up?
Yeah.
All right, so I went to.
Yeah, I was all over the place. Well,
where'd you go?
I started out DPS. Then I went
charter.
Out. Yeah, I went to a charter school, like way out.
Yeah,
cause I had gotten in trouble, so I was like expelled, really, or like something happened. I was just a bad kid, so I got kicked out, and then I had to go far. Yeah. I went out in Plymouth, or something, Plymouth College or something.
That's crazy.
And Achieve Charter Academy, stuff like that.
That's tough.
And then I ended up coming back, and I went to a school called Detroit Enterprise. That's when we were, like, from middle school. It's on the east side.
All right, for sure.
Off Kirchhoff and, I think, Jefferson.
Okay, I think I know where you at.
Kirchhoff. Yeah, right there.
And so, but, yeah, we growing up going to black schools and stuff. Yeah. So you see black kids all the time. We chilling. Yeah. You know, you didn't know everybody.
Yeah.
And then you know everybody from the sports. Like,
like, literally, like, growing up, like,
you know everybody,
same people,
bro.
I know, like, from Little League, like, to high school. You feel me? We still playing against each other now.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, that level... That's what I appreciate about the city, because like you get to see the same people growing up.
Yeah.
But like when you get older, you look and be like, all right, bro, I'm ready to go. But they don't be ready to go. But we can talk about that later. But yeah, so we grew up going to DPS, seeing the same people, same people, same people. You end up going to Cass. Yeah. I end up going to U of D. I cut myself off. I'm like, damn, I don't know nobody in this, right? So I get to U of D, and that's a shift in itself. I went from all black to then they're all white, PWI in high school.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking around, bro, and I'm like, dang, I got to get some shaking. Yeah. So now I learned how to mingle and, like, intersect with different cultures, different races and stuff. Because growing up, you see all the black kids, bro. That's one thing in itself. But, like, when you get to, like, the white people and stuff or, like, the Armenians was at my school and stuff. So you getting – I started seeing real money in high school.
Yeah,
so I'm like, dang. So that's sort of like where I tapered off. So that's the leg up I got when I got here.
Because
I'm like, I already know how to talk to these dudes. I already know what these dudes into. I know how they think.
Yeah.
But like going to Cass, you know what I'm saying? That's right. That's right.
Whole story.
Man, I'll tell them a little bit about it.
Before I get to that, you know what's crazy though? Like
what?
When I went to Plymouth Scholar, you know, it wasn't a lot of black kids there.
Yeah.
You know? And that's when I really, like you said, like all the money side of things, that's when I, you know, the school is surrounded by big houses, all that. So we from the city, had to drive from the city to Plymouth. That's a good 35-40 drive day, bro.
And you seeing,
I'm
like,
seeing all
you
this,
see the
bro.
Environment change,
everything.
Bro. Like, in
literally
it's
everything.
Like going from Gotham City to like the hills, you know, it's like really crazy.
Yeah.
So I used to get like excited seeing them type of, I used to get it. What do you say?
Good class. Oh, he said good content.
I don't know. That's bro, though. That's Ivyon. He's straight.
Your camera is sideways. We know it's sideways. Can't see us both.
Should they just turn their phone sideways?
Or we could.
We trip? I don't know. Bro. It's just going to have to stay. However it is.
Yeah, I ain't like, yeah.
But, yeah, it's like you drive out the city, bro, and you just start to see the sun.
Yeah.
More. It's you like... What's going on? You start seeing grocery stores and stuff.
Sure.
Like in the hood, all we got is liquor stores.
Yeah.
We got Kroger, maybe.
It is a good Mike's right on the corner from where I used to live. That was a spot, like the best grocery store.
Yeah. Oh, get back in the way.
Yeah, that was like one of like the best grocery store. Feel me? Off what, 7 Mile? Was that Livernois right there?
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Right there.
Mike's meat market.
Yeah, you feel me? Mike's.
With the big sign on the front. That was
that's where like my dad, like, I remember like almost every day we used to go there. They got like the little hot food section where we could buy chicken.
Yeah, the chicken. Man, that about to be hitting way. Man, I remember one time on a little side note, bro. My mom told me and my sister walked to the store. Now, we like 7 and 10. We ain't supposed to be. Yeah. We live right off grass shit. Uh-huh. We ain't never trying to cross grass shit. You know how big grass shit is.
I already know.
Bro, imagine a six-year-old, uh-huh, bro, and a 9-year-old trying to cross grass shit. That's the scariest in the world. She told us go around the corner or go somewhere. We like, where is it going? So we go to the only store we know. We like, all right. So we try to walk across the street to Mike's, bro. Uh-huh. So we get over there, bro. We like, ma, it's no pop in here. Like, we don't know what you're looking for. She like, it should be right there on the shelf. Where is y'all at? We like, we had mics. She was like, where? Like, how did y'all get across there? We was like, we crossed the street. She like, man, here I come. So she made us come back and made us walk to the right store, read the stuff back. And so that was funny. But yeah, get back into it about like cats and stuff. Or like you was talking about Plymouth and stuff.
But yeah, like, no, just going to Plymouth, I just seen new things that I really wasn't used to.
Mm-hmm.
But on cats, like, you know, it's a, it's dang near downtown Detroit for real.
Yeah.
You know, going to there, it's what, like 2,000 kids? How many people was at UAD?
Bro, barely 1,000. Barely. I think it was 100 some in my graduating class. Y'all had like 300. Man, like
300 plus. But nah, it was just like growing up there, I was like really almost used to it though, from all them kids. But you know, it's just different from, I said, UAD. You know, we got kids who. Kids be acting a fool sometimes.
Yeah.
We got the smart kid, like the not the smart, the kids that really handle their business. You feel me? But I say like that made me like really see how people live, act and everything too.
Mm-hmm.
Like just being around people, seeing how they move and everything.
And you get a good read on it.
Yeah, for sure.
Cause it's like you can low key get dragged into that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Too easy. That's why I for sure was like, bro, I gotta get out of here. I read it in middle school. I'm like, dog, I can't go. My life in high school would have been way different if I wouldn't went to Cavs, bro. Cause it's like, being smart is like dang near a gift, but a curse at the same time when you at Cavs. Cause imagine all the work being easy, and I get there and I ain't got nothing to do. So I'm around. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm figuring out what to do. And then you freaking out what to do. You get yourself involved with the wrong dudes, and then now you know, selling womp to womp, and you ain't really supposed to. And you the only one that get caught. You know what I'm saying? So you get a good read on people. So that's that's good. So you feel like going to the, I don't want to call it no alternative school, but like going out to Plymouth and stuff, you feel like that was like the seed that like you got dropped in your head to where like, oh, it's something outside of the city.
Oh, yeah. And then that made me like, bro, I'm telling like just the drives and seeing all like the big houses and everything. Like, bro, I'm finna like, you finna do this. Me and my family finna be up. So that was another like that set like in the back of my mind, like just of me like to get better at like the things I like the sports I was playing. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So man.
Bro, it's different for sure, man. When they be wondering why we so happy out here.
Because
everything different. So you don't really see. It's a crazy transition. I wish we could. We got to find out how to show people this. Like, this is
oh, yeah, for sure.
The transition for sure. Is insane.
We get a little YouTuber. Something
going.
Tour the city.
Yeah, something, bro. Because it's. And we not even trying to rag, like, on Detroit.
Nah,
like, we ain't trying to say
bro,
it's
no,
like.
I had a lot of fun, bro.
Yeah, like it's.
Like, that's
it's
really
fun
like,
there,
me?
Bro. But when you get older, the tables sort of turn, and then you
and
see
like,
why.
And it's like, you saying, like, it's really nothing here.
Yeah,
for
you're like,
dang,
it's
nothing here
it's
for
gone,
me,
bro. And so one of my biggest motivators was, like, you know, growing up on a block, bro, you always got the old heads.
Yeah.
You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Oh,
they
yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, hey.
Got a little old heads up, man.
Austin, going somewhere, y'all. And so they was really the ones that was, like, it's different hearing it from your family and then hearing it from dudes that just know you from what you do.
Yeah.
Because, like, growing up, hooping was my thing, but, like, football I always been good at.
Yeah.
So no matter what sport I was playing, I was always outside, like, practicing it. Bro, I remember I was outside shooting archery one time. They're like, what? Like, how you shoot that? How you shooting the ball? These grown men talking to me. I'm a kid. I'm like, you know, it's just like this. I'm hitting the ball. I remember the cops was betting on me one time, bro.
For
They was on the block. They was like sitting down the street. They was coming up and then they stopped.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dang, what they doing on there?
Uh-huh.
So I'm going about my business, man. I pull it back. Boom. Uh-huh. I shoot the bullseye or whatever.
Yeah.
They roll up, was like, dang. I own $5 or something.
Like, where you get that from? You get a bow and arrow from though. Yeah,
bro, my stepdad worked at a rec center, bro. Uh-huh. And so he would just bring the stuff to the crib. Oh, yeah. You know the Coleman Center? Coleman Young Center?
I know a lot. I don't know the names.
Coleman Young. If you've seen it, you probably seen it. It's like the big blocky one, not too far from down, like over there by King High School.
Oh yeah. I think I do though. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, bro. So he used to work there. So he bring it home. We in there playing with it. We got the bugs in there.
Yeah.
I don't know how he was getting away with this stuff, but we got it at the crib. We in there playing it. I had a so that was when I was a kid. And then football was always a thing. So we'll have somebody throw the ball. I'm going crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then basketball became a big thing. And so I had like the hoop and the drop. One of the dudes down the street gave me a hoop. And so before that, I was either in the street playing, or my little sister had like one of them little tight rims. I'm filling the thing with water so it don't fall over. I'm practicing layups. I'm practicing the jumper. You know? I think I had a trash can one time. I'd be in my grandma's house with a trash can. They just throwing a little ball and getting the jumper right.
Yeah.
So dude down the street, Mr. CJ, I think his name was Mr. Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me a hoop, right? He gave me the hoop. Now I seen the driveway. So we get to quarantine.
Uh-huh.
He ain't got nothing to do, gang. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the crib. I'm like, man, fuck. So I gave myself like a little workout routine. I think I'm going to the league. I ain't gonna lie. Uh-huh. But my mindset always been, I'm going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? No matter what I'm with. So I'm like, all right. And I'm five doing this. I'm like, fuck, I'm going to the league. I don't give a fuck. Nobody say.
Yeah.
So I'm in the driveway. I got the trash cans up. I got brooms. I got chairs. Uh-huh. And you know how big the driveway is in the city.
Right, like, tight for sure.
5 feet wide. Like, so I'm going under the, crossing up. I'm going through under the thing. I'm crossing under the chair or whatever. And I'm shooting around. They like, dude. Like, they like, bro, what is he doing, bro? I got the trash cans, like, light up on the sidewalk. He can tell you. So I'm coming down the sidewalk. Bust the corner. You know, a little shoulder dip. Give me that, and then I'm Euro stepping to the. So they, like, they would see that in me. Like, they'd be like, dang, bro, he going somewhere, this, and that. And so sort of having that like small confirmation in my mind that somebody sees something in me outside of my family is like what drove me to just get on. So I don't even think they care if I don't play sports anymore. I think they biggest surprise is like, bro, he there for what? Like they hear I'm here for like because of the academics and stuff. And so I'll never forget this. I was back at the crib and was it somebody's birthday? I think it was like my sister's birthday or it was like, my mom was having some, because, you know, you can buy the fields in Detroit, and then, you know how moms, they buy the field, now we doing the picnic in the field, now the family over in the summer.
I ain't like, one thing about moms, too, they bigger go home, too.
Oh, my God, bro, she got everything in the field. She just built it's crazy, bro, she doing everything in that thing.
Yeah.
So, dude, I don't even remember him, to be honest, but dude came over, and you know them whippets, right? Bro, he's sitting here giving me motivational speech. Oh, no. Bro, sitting here giving me the motivational speech, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Cracking the whip it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
He, bro, like, you about to make me cry, gang. Like, he's sitting here telling me, like, bro, you keep going, bro. You doing what? Like, I'm proud of you, dog. I seen you. It was a little. I'm like.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
But I'm feeling them because that's how you know somebody genuine. Like, he blowing his high right now to come tell me some stuff. I remember getting the drunk speeches. I was outside hooping at like 3 in the morning, bro. I don't know why I was outside. It's a summer night. I'm like, I'm about to get some shots up.
That's how I be.
Yeah, man. So they was outside on the block. They was all drunk. You know, they be throwing dice. They drunk. They like, oh, shit, come here. He sitting there, he like, hey, look, bro, we see something in you, gang. Like, you doing this, you doing your thing. Like, we see you out here hooping. You go to the NBA, whatever, bro. Just don't forget us when you make it to the NBA, this and that. You know what they be saying.
Yeah, bro.
They think when they see you do something, they like, when you get to the Olympics, like, they
don't forget about me, man.
Just get us some tickets, bro. Yeah. Hey, we don't care what you do. We going to be watching. We going to turn you on the TV. Yeah. Right? We going to turn you on the TV. And so I'm like, all right, you bet. And so you can feel it, like, those is moments where, like, people who not used to that would be scared out their mind. Mm-hmm. But they be like, what's going on? I'm sitting there like, things, bro. Like, yeah. anything can happen right now, but they always got my back, though. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They like, look, bro, you let us know if you got a problem. It's going to get handled. You don't go get yourself in nothing. And then just seeing certain stuff, like, it take you to a different place. You ever seen a raid? You seen a raid in the city, like a police raid?
I probably have. I think I have.
Because, like, I remember, like, growing up, bro, I seen place got raided twice, bro. Mm-hmm. But it's just certain, like, you sort of see how things can change. And then from an early age, I started to see how blessed I was, right? Uh-huh. So it's, I'm chilling, right? So I'm cool with the dude next door. I'm just cool with their son. He older. He, like, he around the same, like, probably older than my sister. He's, like, a few years older than me, about 4 or 5 years older than me. And we be chilling. He ain't the, you know, sharpest tool in the bus, but that's bro. So we chilling. Yeah. He next door or whatever. And so I go over there, and we supposed to be watching WWE or something. So we watching WWE, and then we like, all right, let's go play the game upstairs. So we go upstairs and play WWE or whatever. I walk in, bro, crib, bro, dope. Stacked up to the ceiling, bro, like straight up. Like, but I know I'm supposed to mind my business, so. But they cool with me. They like, what up, Austin? Like, they it's not like, oh, he ain't supposed to be seeing. They like, what up, Austin? He's sitting there bagging it. I remember seeing this, but I know to mind my business. So I look away. I'm like,
that's another thing I learned, too. Mind your own business.
I don't see none. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not. For sure. I'm a kid not knowing the risk of even being in it. I get caught in there. It's chopped, you know? So I'm a minor, so I can't really get. But, you know, that's another traumatizing experience in itself. So I'm like, whatever, bro. I see the dope stacked up to the ceiling, bro. He bagging it up. They got jars and jars. I'm like, bro, this is sitting in here in the living room.
Yeah.
So we go upstairs. We play the game. And I think, like, the next day or, like, within the next couple of days, bro, I'm chilling. I'm in the bathroom. And all I hear is, FBI, open up. And, like, they next door kicking the doors down, bro. Boom, boom. Yeah, dragging these. I'm like, never what? I'm like, well, I'm going outside. I'm like, what is going on, bro? But it's just.
How did it make you feel, like, when that happened? Like,
it was scary, but not in a sense to where I'm frightened. I'm like,
kind of woke you up a little bit.
Yeah, man. I was just in there.
Yeah,
and so that's when I was starting to learn, like, valuable life lessons. Of, all right, watch who crib you go in, bro. Don't. My dad had always taught me, don't go in nobody's backyard, because then we can't see you. So you can go hang out in people's front yard, but when you get to the backyard. Yeah. It's really no way to get to you, because now you for sure on private property, and whatever happened back there happened.
Yeah.
So I was always skeptical about going backyards. I ain't never really want to go in nobody's house ever again. I'm always watching, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm knowing, like, hell, dog, straight. I don't know what nobody really into. And but it really taught me not to discriminate people based on, like, what's really going on, like, in their life. And then you can, like, really see what's going on in people's life. Like I was saying earlier, he not the smartest, the sharpest tool in the box. Mm-hmm. But I sort of see that's not his fault. You know what I'm saying? I still hang out with him regardless. You know what I'm saying? When I see him, I say, what's up? He got a kid now. He got a couple kids now. And I'm like, I'm the unk. You know what I'm saying? I'm unk. You know what I'm saying? I ain't about to tell him his kids or whatever. If his kids is able to talk or whatever, able to talk to me, I'm like, bro, your dad, a great guy type. You know what I'm saying? I can't really be like, oh, no, he be on this, and that. So it teach you how to be real with people outside of their circumstance. And I think that's something that people don't really get. Like, I don't got to go in this house. I could still be cool, bro, because I know everything not his fault. And, bro, like, that's
I feel
a glimpse of the city, bro.
Nah, for sure.
Yeah, so.
For sure. And, like, on that, too, like I had some, like, some of the realest talks I ever had was at the barbershop, too, bro.
Yes,
like,
bro.
It's always the old heads, always young guys, you feel me, telling you some stuff, like, giving you some knowledge. And growing up, bro, I was like really, I had some good talk, real talk with my barber too. Mm-hmm. Like, that was another thing as well. And then, like, you feel me, say you do something good or something, like, bro, almost the whole barbershop praising you when you walk in.
No, they like, good. Hey,
yeah,
hey, that's it. And then even if somebody don't know, they be like, you know what he just did? And they be like, what he do?
Yeah, then your barber hype you up to the dude that don't even really know you. And
oh
stuff.
My god, he like, what he did? What, bro? It's crazy how just. When you gifted and, like, talented, I'm not saying the world cater to you, but I say the city good at showing love no matter who you is. Like, it's going to be niggas that hate.
Oh, yeah, all
everywhere,
all the time.
It's for sure
going to
be the ones that hate. But you see the ones that love you more than you see the ones that's hating on you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because then everybody on his head for hating. You know what I mean? But I don't know, bro. The barbershop was, like, a real place. Like, the barbershop was, like, first time getting a job, you know, sweeping the hair up, you know, I give you a couple dollars, you sweep the hair up. So I've learned how to sweep up hair. I'm just meeting all types of old heads, and I'm not knowing these dudes, but man, yeah, it was cool. Like, you ever wake up on like a cold Saturday morning, they like, all right, come on, we gotta go to the shop. You gotta get your hair done or your hair cut or whatever. That was, it's just certain moments like that I love, and I think those is really important to kids' lives, because those is, out of the city, you get a lot of role models that, one, you probably never see again, or two, you don't really know, like, supporting and rooting for you.
Like, that's real stuff. Like, out of nowhere, like, you know, after the Cavs games, too, like, I had, like, random people I never, like, random people I never seen before, like, come up to me after, like, a football game or something and say, man, good job and stuff, yada, yada. Like, another time, too, like, you know, when I went to IMG, I came back. It was, I think it was a state championship. I think it was Belleville and Southfield playing.
I remember that game.
Yeah, and when I came back, bro, and just random people like coming up to me saying, good job, like, congratulations. Like you, I had dads coming up and tell me, like, you know, you, like, my son look up to you and stuff. I'm like, wow.
And you know,
like,
how much
really, like, they really watching.
You know what it take for a man to be able to come to another kid, be like, look, bro, my son looking up to you. And they sitting here asking you questions. They like, bro, this tough. Tell him anything you know, bro. Like, you don't gotta let me know. Just let him know. You know what I'm saying? Tell him what I've been telling him, true and stuff. And so I'm thinking we get a lot of those, like, inner city heroes.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even if some dudes don't make it out as far as we did, it still be dudes there, like, dudes tough on the football team. Like, wasn't that LJ and them? You remember saying, like, from King? You know?
Like, LJ, he was that whole, like, that class, that
King,
that
team was tough, bro.
I don't like them guys over there, but, like, no, that team was hard. Yeah, that team was fire.
And it's like, we don't really care, like, you top recruit. If you going to college, bro, we think you're tough. Like, we don't really care. Now it's more so like, where are you going? But back then, we like, what? Yeah. He going to play.
I feel like LJ should have, for sure. Like,
yeah, bro. And it's certain guys that we know put the city on. Like, I don't know if you remember Mike Weber that went to Cavs.
Mike Webb? Yeah. I always heard about him. I was young.
Oh, okay. So Mike Weber, he went to Cavs. He a really close family friend of mine.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember he was one of the first ones I knew that went to from the city to, like, a big school. He went to Ohio State to play running back. Yeah. And so, like, seeing that was like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, you always got the dads, like, Will Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we real close with them.
Close
yeah.
good people,
yes,
too,
bro.
For sure.
Deion, his dad, Deion Tough.
Oh, yeah, his dad.
But, like, ain't knowing. I'm chilling with his dad all the time. They're like, bro, his dad was like that at Michigan. But I ain't knowing. That's bro, you know?
I ain't lying. And another thing growing up, too, like, people say that, oh, the old heads, I preach that. Or, I was listening to that. I never used to listen to them.
Yeah, but then you start hearing other people say, you're like, what?
Oh, yeah, he was so like that. Dude, yeah,
and it's such a humbleness to it, though, because they never in your face about it. You don't never see Will dad talking about all the stuff he did.
I didn't even know he played football.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's bro. Like, that's Unc. I'm like,
great people,
I'm not knowing he, he's like, the community building there is, like, so tough, especially with the right people. Like, Kurt Blackwell, bro. Yeah. That's like Unc, too. And, like, so my connection to Sound Mind, Sound Body is my dad is, like, a co-founder. Like, so he helped. He cool with Deion and them, Curtin and everybody, Keontae, all of them. Like, my dad on the board of, like, the founders or whatever. And so with them being able to bring that to life, it's crazy what they doing now. Like, we sending dudes to the NFL, bro.
Yeah.
Out of Detroit. Like, tell them how, I tell people all the time, but, like, the recruitment in Michigan is just now going up.
Like, yeah. Like,
now, like, coaches before wasn't flying over to the city to go see kids, but now they flying.
Private jets to schools and everything, bro.
Man.
Like, I ain't lying. Over the past few years, it's always been that one player, like, probably at each school, you feel me, that got a big name to themselves that's bringing attention. But now it's, like football in Michigan and getting way more advanced now.
Everybody everywhere. And we getting dudes because we getting trainers. Yeah. We getting trainers.
Yeah.
The thing that it was before is like, all right, I ain't gonna hold y'all. We get, like, the hood athletes. You know, you just get dudes that can do backflips from a real young age. And so those dudes sort of standing out. But we ain't really had nobody to cultivate it. Like, it was one dude I knew, bro. My boy Melvin, bro. Melvin was so tough on Little League, bro. He was, that nigga was like, you remember Julius Peppers that played at Michigan, played both sides of the ball?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jabril Peppers. Yeah. That was he was our Jabril Peppers, bro. He playing offense, defense, running back. He, I once seen him tackle and strip somebody at the same time. And we little kids. You're not supposed to know how to do that as a little kid. It's so like you get kids like him, but they don't really got no guidance. You know what I'm saying? So they when they get older, they don't really know what to do with their talents. Yeah. And so now it's getting to a point where we're starting to understand how to cultivate these talents. And so instead of it being like some statistic like, oh, only one out of three making it, it's we getting three out of three. Yeah. We going for it. And we don't care. So we training whoever, we sending them wherever, and then we being consistent with it. So
for sure.
Man, they starting to come see us. And seeing the city sort of rebuild itself. Cause it's in the, I think it's in the state of like rebuilding right now.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like it's for sure.
Not everybody hyped to either they getting on to it.
For sure. And another thing is too, like people actually seeing like seeing that it like it could be done too. Like that's probably another thing I feel like that's changing. Like like people seeing people getting all these offers, that'll make somebody want to like really work harder or see them like go through college and get drafted. But that's really like that'll make them like work harder and really want
to
do more.
And like the Lions got a lot to do with that. Like our sports teams got a lot to do. It's crazy. Like it seems small, but like I think they connected. Like even high school basketball. Like you see all around the country, they got like 6'7" dudes. They got 6'8", 6'9", 7 foot. Bro, we got niggas that's like 6 foot maybe balling. But they just balling. They doing what they do, but they'll never get the recognition because they in the city. But you got stuff like bro, Athlazon popping up.
Roll of Dice.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I can't really think of it right now. But
I had a brain for it.
Yeah, for sure. But they like they popping up to give us recognition, bro. And you seeing kids in the city. And so seeing that, we got like the rappers coming to the games. We got Skrilla Baby, Babyface.
Malski, like
E.
Babyface. EVs,
Rio, you know.
You got some local, not local, but professional, like the J-Mo coming to the games
bro,
and stuff.
Everybody bro, popping up.
You know what's crazy, too? What? Like, bro, so the first time, I'm going to give you a little story. I mean, get off the topic now. But, but now you know how the rival is with Cass and King, right?
Yeah.
So the first game, it was at home. It was like week four. King came to us, played us. So it was like Babyface. It was Ray. J-Mo, and it was like, I forgot the other people there, but you know, they came there and, you know, we ended up losing that game. So boom, fast forward, I knew he was going to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like over the past years, they changed the PSO championship to playing at Ford Field.
Yeah.
And I was hoping, J-Mo was going to, and it was going to be there.
Yeah.
Fast forward to the PSL championship, bro. You know, you feel me? We do our thing, Cavs do our thing, bro. And I look back at the film, bro. J-Mo sitting like, you know how, like the like one of like behind the end zone, them seats right there, bro. J-Mo looking right there, bro. Like sitting right there, and Jay Curb too, bro.
Bro, they be there too, and they be cool with the players, like they.
Yeah.
So it's like we all right. The high school is winning now. We about to go ball out, and it's crazy how like. Detroit football going up like it used to probably be tough like back in the day, but like now it's like going up again, and so you see we winning. Now the Detroit Lions is winning, like they doing good. Now the Pistons is balling, bro. Like high school basketball go up in Detroit. Now the Pistons is winning, so it's all relative because it's the spirit of the city. Because
he's getting free food from Savvy's.
You know
stuff.
What I'm saying? Like you just like they. It's so many different connections, and they show love. Like the corner store show love. Like you become like this micro niche. Celebrity dinner, like within the city, like it's so we got so many different celebrities, not even to Hollywood status, but like to city status.
Uh-huh.
That's some in itself. Like, when you got city status, boy,
you know what I'm saying?
Hey, this Watson, I know what's in there. I'm saying that they know, you know, because I know what's going on. They know somebody that knows somebody. So it's having that networking environment and then being able to get out like this and then go to LA. So now you get to. You get to build one here, and you get to build one at home. You got so many different recommendations that you can get from the crib, and that's going to help you build what everything you got here.
Yeah.
But you ain't got to contribute it to nobody out, like, back at the crib. Like, it's always good to, like, give them their props and say that you're thankful for giving them out there. But out here, nobody really handing you nothing. And so
at all.
When you getting it on your own, it feel good because now, look, I built that connection. Now I could put what's the name on, you know what I'm saying? So it's that's one of the best things about being able to get away from the city and
like for sure.
Always show love and be grateful to the hometown. But being out here and being able to establish yourself is like really gone.
Yeah, like you said, when you started from the ground up, like you like your new Instagram people, having to meet new people and do everything, like once you do that and that just feel good. It feel good.
Really good. And not even in a way to, it's just, I'm a teacher for sure. Like I'm gonna just give you all the sauce I got. It's like being able to you know, stay humble with it.
Oh, and then
people
always.
Hey, they gonna grow to respect you, bro. Yeah. And it's like, I get so much love from dudes here. Like my boy Mariano, I just had him on the podcast.
Uh-huh.
I'm telling them like, bro, I gotta promote this party or whatever. I get word back, not even from him. They like, oh yeah, that party. Mariano told me about that, bro. He like, that's your number one supporter right there. And Mariano was bro, right? Uh-huh. And so it's my dude Giovanni, bro. He going up in the rap game right now. He just went to, I told you he went to Paris for the fashion week.
Yeah.
So it's dudes like that that I'm meeting, and they got like real love for you. Yeah. Like they like, let's do it, bro. That's let's work. Too. Let's chop. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of guys out here that just show up. Like my friend Mishael. Last year I ain't had nowhere to go for Thanksgiving because I'm not flying back to the crib. I ain't had nowhere to go. She let me come to her crib. You know what I'm saying? And I'm eating Thanksgiving dinner at their crib, bro. I'm eating lamb chops. They got good food. And I'm sitting there. And she had just met me freshman year. And it's like on some real like cool stuff. You know what I'm saying? And so it's they grow to respect you because of who they see you as a person, bro. But we don't get that by being cooped up. We came too far to just be in the crib, like too shy.
Oh yeah,
it's cool to be tucked up in the way. I be in the crib a lot too.
Yeah.
But like, we gotta speak so people know us. But we ain't gotta be the most random.
Relationships too. Yeah, heck meeting new people, like you said.
Yeah, and keeping it genuine. And one thing that really got me super far was when I built the relationships. Mm. I'm not out here asking them for something, or they not seeing that I want something on my face or something. It's just I'm here.
Yeah.
So it's just being able to say. Being able to find out they got stuff later.
Mm-hmm.
This dude's out here I've been talking to. That's bro.
Uh-huh.
I look at you. Like, yeah, bro. You know, got a mansion in the hills. Got a yacht. Got a, you know, Lamborghini and everything. I'm like, what? Like, what? Hold on. What dude I seen? He was already cool. He's from Chino.
Uh-huh.
I seen him.
Chino Hills?
Yeah, he from Chino Hills. So I'm like, all right. So I'm walking out the dining hall one day. Bro in this crazy Camaro, like
Evie
going, he a freshman. I'm like, I'm like, who whip is this? He like, hey, this mine's, bro. Uh-huh. I'm like, what? So I'm like, dang. Like, so it's, you get to see that, and you get to meet these people for who they are, because it's like walking around school, you know, people got the money, but like, it's all a level playing field,
because
everybody just assume you came up from something. You know what I'm saying? But here, I'm watching. You know what I'm saying? I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? I done developed my style a little bit more. You know, sometimes I dress cool and shit like that, and then sometimes I dress preppy, throw the suit on. So that's another thing I want to tell you. Like, just do that. Like, just don't be afraid to step out your butt. I got to teach you how to get some loafers. Like, I'm going to put you up.
Yeah, because that ain't, you feel me? I mean, I'm just used to the jog pants, kicks, but, hoodie.
But UAD taught me a lot of that stuff. And, like, what you wear is, like, what to get you like a lot of respect too. And I'm not saying you gotta dress there and impress people. Yeah. Sometimes I don't feel like throwing nothing on. I throw the joggies on. But when you dress different, life just feel different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna show you, bro. But like, it's like you know when people say you look good, you feel good?
Oh, yeah.
That shit real. Oh, for God, it's real, bro. I threw the suit on. I threw the little outfit I had on yesterday when I was with Big Sean, bro. It just felt different. Like it felt official when I was there. You know what I'm saying? I could have put the joggy pants on or whatever. And I'm dressed better than half the office. You know, I got the tie on, I got the little the quarter zip. I'm chilling, bro. I had the loafers on. You know what I'm saying? So I'm cool and doing what I do. But like, when people see you sort of stick out, you know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put you on the game when I'm turning this off. I don't want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you something that might help you stick out, like with the team and stuff. But for sure, you got any last words? Because we already had an hour, and I'm not even peeping.
I'm finna just people have to say something about what you just said. Like,
all right, bet.
Like my parents preached that to me, but bro, I'm young.
Yeah.
I'm not really listening to them. Like going to the cast, bro. They tried to, like every Friday or something, like, or every one day of the week, tried to have me wear. Well, so it started off having like every day, like in a polo. Some loafers or something. Like,
yeah.
I'm not doing that.
I feel you.
But like, as I got older, bro, like I'm really starting to see like what they was talking about. Like they don't be selling me nothing for no reason.
I'm telling you, bro. And so like, I'm gonna put you on like the brands. Like I'm a brand guy. I'm sorry. I'm materialistic. Yeah. I ain't gonna hold you, but like I'm gonna put you on to the stuff that left. I'm just put you on to the game I was put on to. Uh-huh. Like I feel bad having you here, and I ain't teach you. You know the sauce that I got. Sure. But yeah, bro. Yeah. But hey, look, thank you again for coming on. We gonna set your own shit up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So you can you know, build that. You know what I'm saying? Man. You know what I'm saying? Build your own brand and stuff. But yeah, like. This was gonna get it started. But so yeah, thanks for pulling up, bro.
I appreciate you for having me,
man. No problem, gang. Anytime.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, we'll see y'all later. See
you. Peace.